Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, here with Dr. Clarity, our esteemed superintendent, and VASD's amazing director of technology and digital learning, Jason Rubo. Hello, gentlemen.
How you doing, Marcy?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Having a great day.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having us today in In the Loop with the Soup. Mm-hmm. And we're super excited to be here with our director of technology, Mr. Jason Rubo. And before we get into the technicalities of technology, we'll put it that way, we got to talk about what Jason is most known for. Even though he is his intelligence in the world of technology is tremendous and he has brought so much to our organization, he is maybe world renowned for his shoe game.
Well, thank you for that. I don't know if my wife would agree. She thinks I have too many. I don't think I have enough. So
you got to give us the history though. How does it start?
It all started when I was a kid growing up in Chicago, born in 84. So I really got to see MJ and throughout his career. And I was that kid that unfortunately with the money wasn't there to buy the fresh J's for me as a kid. So it was something that as soon as I became an adult, I said, you know what? I have that money now. I'm going to start buying some Jordans for myself. And the rest is history with the amount that I have.
Do I dare ask like an approximate number?
Of just Jordans, I'd say around 35 to 40.
Wee! 35 to 40 on the Jordans. So yeah, thank you so much. And you've, the flair that you brought here to central office, which could be a little mundane and boring, you bring a little pizzazz to it, so we really appreciate that. But let's get into the day-to-day work, and that's your role here in really leading our technology efforts here. And what Jason has brought to the table is not just the behind-the-scenes components of it. He truly understands as an educator how to bring technology appropriately into the classroom to enhance the student experience. So just kind of give us a little background of what brought you on your journey from a classroom teacher and all the way into directing our technology here.
Yeah, so I originally a classroom teacher back in Illinois for 16 years in the classroom, ranging from 5th and 6th grade to eventually moving on to some accelerated learning, some STEM, some computer science, and then I eventually became a technology coach. And me and my wife, once we started a family, we're looking for some new locations possibly to move to, and Wisconsin was on the top of our list. And we happened to just search best school districts in Wisconsin, which me being in education, my wife being in education, that was something that was really important to us. And Roane Area School District was at the top of everyone's list.
Excellent. And it's good to hear.
And we happened to just say, well, let's just see if there happens to be a job there too. Yeah. And we happened to see the director of technology role and applied, and yeah, the rest is history. And I've been here now 2 years, coming up in a couple days. So
absolutely, well, happy anniversary, and we couldn't be more happy to have you here as part of our organization. And I can tell you, all of our staff just rave about what you've brought into enhancing their experience. But there's that one piece of it, and it's not really new. It's new because it just has just caught fire, and that's AI.
Yeah.
And so, can you kind of help our audience understand just an overview of what is AI, and then let's begin with squashing the rumors around what AI is not, because there's some fear factors with it.
Yeah, so artificial intelligence is there as a tool to help us. It's not a replacement. I always say that if I go and create use AI to create a lesson, I can't have Siri go and teach it for me.
Correct.
And they're not going to be able to take that information and really just relay it to our students. And AI with where it's at, there's a quote that says this is the worst AI will ever be, because it's just growing and growing. But there are those limitations still out there, and I think that when it comes to the professional development that we've offered to our staff here and staff throughout the entire state, actually, has been around using it in a responsible and ethical way.
Absolutely. And so as you think about artificial intelligence, one of the things that I firmly believe is that districts that fail to embrace and understand the benefits of artificial intelligence will, in essence, create the next opportunity gap and create an additional resource gap. Mm-hmm. And so as we know that we need to better understand appropriate use, can you talk about some of the ways that we've already seen artificial intelligence enhance the student experience?
Yeah, so everywhere from, you know, creating or modifying lessons to make them more engaging for our students, to actually teaching staff on how to create their own AI chatbots that are created in what is called a walled-in garden, to where they might not have the entire internet at their hands to answer questions, but hey, we're just learning about this specific topic and this specific subject. Can you be there as a tool for if the students happen to be at home and they have a question that they need to ask? They're able to utilize those AI tools for those tasks, but nothing more. So, you know, if it's just about exponents, they can only ask about exponents. They can't ask about Taylor Swift or anything else that's happening in the news. So,
excellent. And we've also seen examples, and we use it some in our house as well, where, and I have, we have three children that are in college level, and they use artificial intelligence, but they're using a component of it that's almost a in-house tutor for them, where it begins to know and understand where there may be some gaps in their learning, and then they're providing those additional resources. So how can parents think about using it to enhance their child's experience and almost have that that additional tutor at home?
Definitely look and see what's out there. You're going to obviously, because artificial intelligence is really the hot topic right now. So you have a lot of these different companies coming out. But some of the tried and true ones, Khan Academy has begun to incorporate a lot of their artificial intelligence. And then a couple big ones, Magic School AI and School AI as well. Not only creating AI chatbots for some of the things I mentioned, but also surrounding things like certain tests that our students are having to take, whether it's ACT, SAT prep, and really being able to ask them questions to gauge where they're at and then to modify based on, you know, the new questions. And it's just, it's a great tool that's out there for all students for preparing for wherever their next steps are.
Absolutely. And it's also, as you think about responsible use, we want to think about safety usage as well. And so some of the things that we want to continue to remind our families and our students that may be listening is the things that you should not put into the chat information for AI, like your personal address, birth dates, you know, obviously social security numbers, and those things that you don't want to be part of the internet system. So what are some of the other safety precautions that our family should think about?
Yeah, I always say, you know, any identifying markers. So as you said, you know, addresses, things like that, you know, especially names are a big one as well. And, you know, just realize that anything you're putting in, what it's going to put out, there are going to be some biases and some limitations as well. You know, when it comes to even ChatGPT, which has become kind of the name brand of AI, the limitations are it doesn't have the most up to date. There's always that those few months of lag time between what is actually the news that's happening now and what news that happened before. And so just realizing that those limitations are there and the biases are there. So just making sure it's not a copy and paste and taking AI for 100% always at its word.
Absolutely. So we're going to transition a little bit into something that maybe it's my age group. We sometimes struggle with change, and we get used to something, and then when there's a pivot, we get a little nervous. But we also know that we need to keep up with technology, and we need to keep up with the best resources to support our mission as educational leaders. And so how that pertains to the Vernonia School District is we're going through what we call a device refresh. In essence, it's a replacement of our devices to allow for the more modernized version, and our, I believe our lease is up as well. So our lease is up on our old one. We do lease our devices for cost saving measures. So can you talk about what the VSD device refresh means and what should parents expect?
Yeah, so as Dr. Clary just said, it means that we're really looking at all the different aspects, not just the performance of where we're at, but seeing what new technologies are out there for not only our staff, but also our students. And it's really just to make sure that they have the latest tools and resources so that when new curriculums come out or new things that they're doing in the classroom, that the tool that they have in front of them is able to perform those tasks and will last the entire length of the lease, which is that typically around 4 years.
Absolutely. And you can share what devices that we go with?
Yeah, so grades K through 1 will still be with iPads, and we opted for the 9th generation iPad in order to retain the home button and also the headphone jack, which we think is just imperative for our youngest learners to have. And then our grades 2 through 12 will be moving from the iPads over to a touchscreen clamshell Chromebook. And that was after different surveys that were out, not only to staff, but also our students, showcases at every site as well, and really getting their voice into the decision-making process. We spent months, me and my team, just researching different options. And then once an option was chosen, now you're looking at specifics when it comes to things like upgrades regarding memory. This was the shift in Chromebooks from dual-core processors to quad-core processors. So seeing, does it seem like that would benefit us making that change as well right now? And because of that, that's why we also decided to go with that touchscreen clamshell, especially just because our students are so used to those touchscreen devices, so not to deviate from that. But then, as I said, moving with the standard for memory is 4 gigabytes. We've upgraded to 8 gigabytes. The standard was dual core. We moved up to quad core. And that's to make sure not only do our students have the best experience with those Chromebooks right away, but they'll have a better experience as those devices begin to age. Just because the less specs you have early on, it's only going to get worse as they age. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, unfortunately, people don't know really what we do until something breaks or something goes down. But you lead a very large team here in our district, our size of approximately 6,000 students and another 1,000 staff members. So that's a lot of devices and a lot of responsibility. We've seen a meeting go awry anywhere if the technology is not working. So can you talk about your team and how do you develop your team together and just some of the things our community might know about what everyone does?
Yeah, so I have my central office team here, which comprises of everyone from help desk specialists to network managers to technology assistants to make sure everything on the back end is working right. When it comes to on-site, I have both tech assistants who are there to troubleshoot any issues that our staff or students are having. Mm-hmm. And with this move actually to Chromebooks as well, they're going to be a huge part of our repair program as well. So this is a huge new change for our district. Before, when an iPad broke, we had to send it in. It could take 2 weeks, a month, 2 months before we'd get those back. Now, if a student goes and happens to drop their device, crack a screen in first period, they might have their same device back to them by the end of the day.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And then also with all the different professional developments that's surrounding technology, not just with the refresh, but anything we do tech-wise in the district. I have amazing technology coaches as well throughout the district. One of them, Rita Mortensen, who if you check our social media, was just named Discovery Educator of the Year, which was a huge thing and so well-deserving. But I'm very blessed to have the team that I have throughout the district, and we all work together. I don't have 3 separate teams. We come together when we meet. We do professional developments for different topics.
Absolutely.
And as I said, when it comes to the bigger things like device collection at the end of this year and then device rollout with the beginning of the next school year, it's all hands on deck, and that's something that I'm very excited to say that I have such an amazing team because we always are able to come together and get things done.
Absolutely. And Jason's also very, very humble besides the shoe game that when we think about our professional development internally, we obviously look at our own metrics, and your sessions were number one attended sessions for AI in the fall. And mm-hmm. then you also were invited to speak at the state level. About the advances that you've brought to Roanoke School District.
Yeah, me and one of my technology coaches were able to do a 3-part webinar series for ASA, along with presenting in person to our building leaders throughout the state in Madison a few months back. And then I've also had the opportunity to present at MSOE for the Principals Center for principals more in that Milwaukee area.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's been a great past year just talking about AI and other things and being able to spread that message and represent Verona Area School District.
Excellent. You've done a heck of a job at it. So when you think about our students that are really trying to figure out their life path, and I can't think of anything that's more fluid than the world of technology, because there's so it's a curvy road, to say the least. You know, so you know, we know your past journey that you came through, you know, the classroom instructor to this space. But how would you, if you were presenting to a group of inquisitive students that wanted to know, or know how to take that world of technology to the next level as a career, what suggestions would you have for them?
The internet will be your friend. There's so much information out there surrounding technology and different platforms that you can learn on. You know, everything from, you know, if you're just starting out, going on YouTube and watching videos about how to do things. But when it comes to now, just technology, there's so many different paths. It really is almost like business, right? Yeah. To go to college and say, I'm majoring in business. Well, where in business? There's so many different areas, and technology is that same way. You know, do you want to go to be a educator in technology? Do you want to be more of the IT side with the back end? Yeah. Do you want to work in the hugely growing field of cybersecurity? Mm-hmm. And so that's something that when I've had students come up and ask me about it, or where I've presented to some of our students as well at some of our high school classes surrounding those topics, just getting out there, looking at certificates, programs that you can go into, and then just trying to find ways that you can, you know, get your toes wet, look for opportunities that you can intern or get some different positions. Even just this summer, we're looking at hiring some high school students to be technology assistants.
That's amazing.
And just to help us out with the, not only just the device refresh, but all of our refreshes that we usually have every summer. And it's definitely going through that process. You see so many of our students are wanting to go into that field of technology. And yeah, there's just so many different ways you can get there.
Absolutely. So you brought up something that, you know, I think is every district, and I guarantee you every superintendent's nightmare is cybersecurity issues. Yeah. out there. But we know that it's something we have to be prepped for and mm-hmm. prepare for. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things people kind of groan and things of all the, you know, the double authentication, the mm-hmm. unique passwords, but it means so much to making sure that all our information is safe. Without going into how we protect ourselves, can you talk about maybe the importance of protection?
Yeah, it's really just about, you know, keeping up. There's a lot of good agencies out there that are giving updated suggestions on things that you can do as an organization, and then just trying to stay as current as you can. There's no reason why you can't be overprotected when it comes to cybersecurity. And, you know, sometimes, you know, as you talked about with some of the multi-factor authentication, while it does take away a little bit of that convenience, I can't just go on and put my username and password. Now I have to go and take my phone out to do some authentication. But all of those things are ways that we can put those barriers between cyber criminals and our infrastructure. And that's why when it comes to a lot of the things I do, it's not just about teaching our staff and our students about ways they can protect themselves here while they're working at Verona Area School District, but ways they could just protect themselves at home as well in their personal lives.
Absolutely. I have a great friend of mine who's like a brother to me. He's a engineer. And every time I go to his house, you know, the Wi-Fi doesn't pick right back up, because you go in and he's got, I almost feel like you're walking into Fort Knox there. Mm-hmm. He's probably got a 20-word code with signs, symbols, capital, everything that you could possibly think of. Triple authentication. I was like, I just want to watch Hulu. But that's, you know, that's the world that he lives in. And that's, unfortunately, that's the safety measures that we all have to take to keep our records and to keep information for all of our scholars in safe, because we want to make sure we're doing our best for all of our students. So we have just about 1 minute left here in the mm-hmm. rest of the show. Want to just kind of go back to your experience new here in the Verona Area School District, and any message. You know, we're always trying to hire and retain the best and the brightest, and we feel like we've done that with you, Jason, and mm-hmm. just being very sincere, you've been an amazing asset to our organization and our community. If they don't know your name, they should get to know your name, because you're making a difference. But what would you tell anyone about your first 2 years coming up on your second year anniversary?
It's been an amazing experience. Honestly, you know, people say, you know, it feels like family, and, you know, they're just saying that. It truly does feel like family being here. And I think for me and my personal journey, you know, the fact that I moved across state lines to a new experience and don't have many people close around here, and honestly, my Verona area school district family are the ones that really not only helped me in getting my path started in this role, but also just me being up here in Wisconsin. And as a Bears fan, they've been very kind and gentle to me, and yeah. haven't given me too hard of a time about that.
So you just had a 5-star review. Now there it goes.
But no, it's everyone here from my central office staff to my technology teams, and then just our teaching staff as well. They love what they do, and it just radiates. It's hard to be in a bad mood when you walk around and you see all the amazing things that all of our staff, our leaders, are doing. And it really is infectious and makes you want to do more. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, on behalf of the Verona Area School District, our community, all of our students, we want to thank you so much for what you bring to our organization.
Thank you.
Both your personalization and you bring a highlight every time I see you. You're always in a great mood, whether you really are or not. it comes out. But you have just done amazing things for our organization in terms of advancing our technology work, and our future is so bright because of you and your team and the things that we're be able to do to enhance education. So truly, thank you, and thanks for joining us on the show here today.
Thank you. Yeah, anytime.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm sure we'll have Jason back many more times. Want to thank you as well, Jason. Technology is such an important building block of everything we do, such an important piece of the educational excellence grounded in equity that we offer here in the Verona Area School District. And for our listeners out there, you want to hear a little bit more from Jason, he will have an article coming up in the Verona Press soon, so you can read a little bit more there. And thank you all for joining us on In the Loop with the Soup.